Okay, so I want to discuss. We're going to discuss the connection between Chanukah and Sukkot. So we're going to start with Sas Emes. So Sas Emes explains that there's three Yom Tovim Deraisa, three Regalim, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. And corresponding to that, we have three Yom Tovim Derabanan. So Shavuos corresponds to Purim. On Shavuos, we received the Torah Shebiktav. Connected that, we have Purim, which is when we received the Torah Shebiktav. Pesach corresponds to Tishrei, which is going to be Yantif in the future. So Pesach is all about Geula. And corresponding to that, we have the Yantif that's going to be at Gula in the future, which is going to be Tisha B'Av. And then lastly, we have Sukkot, which is Keneged Chanukah. And he doesn't really explain what the connection is between Sukkot and Chanukah. What I want to do is to try to understand the connection between Sukkot and Chanukah, that the Sfas Emes holds that the Kedusha of Sukkot, the Kedusha of Sukkot gives away to the Kedusha of Chanukah. And likewise, the Sfas Emes also adds that there's a Yom Tov Torah Shebiktav, corresponding to that you have a Yom Tov Torah Shebapeh. So the Yom Tov and Torah Shebiktav, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkot, corresponding to that you have the Yom Tov and Torah Shebapeh, Purim, Chanukah, and this Yom Tov in the future of Tishra. So let's try to understand the words of the Sfas Emes. Okay, so just to take a step back, we'll just point out a bunch of connections that exist between between Sukkot and Chanukah. If anyone has any, you can chime in. But at this point, that's an obvious one. So they're both 8 days. We say full hallow on both Sukkot and on Chanukah. According to Beis Shammai, the reason why we light 8 to 1 as opposed to 1 to 8, according to one opinion in the Gemara, is Keneged the Parei Achag. Imagine both Sukkot and Chanukah are a specific time when it comes to the mitzvah of Bikurim. The last time a person can bring Bikurim and do the Kriya is Sukkot. You can still bring them to Chanukah, you just can't do Kriya Pesukim. Other connections that exist between where they're both. Yeah.
I heard that from Goldberg said you can do Tashlich
from Chanukah. You can do Tashlich from Chanukah. Okay. Apparently you can do Tashlich from Chanukah. Never heard that one before.
If you take on the Kabbalah last of Chanukah, isn't it?
Yeah. Okay, good.
I don't like some
sorry to
say that you had
Tshuva.
Yeah,
Bnei Yisrael. Yeah. So it'll be
like a Shana
Rabba. Ah, okay, good. Yeah, so you made din. Good. So there's also, we find the idea of 20 Amos by both Sukkot and Chanukah. How tall can you light the menorah? So you have until 20 amos. So Mark puts up the same halacha about not having a skach above 20 amos. Okay, there's more connections, but we're not going to get to every single prat. But one connection, which I think doesn't get enough elaboration, which I want to speak a bit about, is that on Sukkot, they did the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. Now the Mishnah of Masechta Sukkah and Daphne Nalev teaches that one special thing about the Simchas Beis HaShoeva was that there's extra or. There's a special light that lit up the entire city of Jerusalem at the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. Now, obviously, Chanukah is very much associated with Or, and the question is, what is the significance of the Or that's existent at the Simchas Beis HaShoeva? The Mishnah goes on about the Or that existed on Sukkot, and we have to understand that. We can understand the significance of the Or of Chanukah. So, in order to understand the significance of the Or of Simchas Beis HaShoeva, we're going to have to take a step back, understand the significance of Sukkot, understand the significance of Simchas Beis HaShoeva, and then understand why there's a Ribui or Tosefus or at the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. So far, so good? Okay, so let's do this. Okay, so Sukkot in the Torah is referred to as Man Simchasenu. Now, what's Simcha? The Maharal explains that Simcha is associated with Shleimus. That when a person is complete, and a person is connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then he's in a state of Simcha. We've pointed out many times that the word Atzuv in Hebrew, which means sadness, is the same shorish as the word etzabeim, which means avodah zarah. Right? Why? Because avodah zarah is a richuk from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That inherently is sad. Simcha, on the other hand, is a closeness to Hashem. And that's what Sukkot is all about. Sukkot is all about the closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whether it be the sukkah. The sukkah is all about the fact that the Ma'ara, the Al-Shech, they explain that we're entering to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's house. By definition, if you're entering to Hashem's house, that implies that there's this closeness between us and Hashem. Sukkot, we take the Da'al Minim. In the Torah, the Da'al Minim are called the Smachtim Fe Hashem Keichem Shivas Yamim, that we take the Da'al Minim to rejoice and to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And on Sukkot, as according to the Rambam, Ma'in Rishonim, we have a Simchas Beis HaShoeva, which is a reflection of the extra Simcha that occurred on Sukkot. That the way we express the extra Simcha on Sukkot is by dancing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and specifically in the Makom HaMikdash, because the Makom HaMikdash is the closest point in this world that we can connect to Hashem. And Simcha is all about the connection to Hashem. So therefore, we do the mitzvah of the Simchas Beis HaShoeva on the happiest holiday of the year, in the point where we're most able to connect to Hashem. Now, with this in mind, I think we can understand why there's Ribui Or at the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. Because Maharal explains, what's Or all about? What's light? When you think of light, what do you think? Clarity. Clarity is, what's the biggest clarity, what's the greatest clarity a person can have in this world? So the Maharal writes, the greatest clarity in this world is the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And at the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, when we are so connected to Hashem, that depicted itself, or that was portrayed, through the Ribui Or. Because that indicated the fact that we had a greater clarity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we were more close to Him. So therefore, at the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, in addition to all the dancing and whatnot, there's a lot more Or, to reflect the fact that we are very close to Hashem at that point, and we had a clarity of the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was real, and that we were connected to Him. Likewise, Chazal and the Gemara Bava Basra Daf Dalet teach that the Mikdash is Oral Sha'olam, is the light of the world. So Maharal explains, why is the Mikdash Oral Sha'olam? Because the Mikdash was the point of clarity in this world. Maharal explains that the Mikdash is the hybrid between the upper worlds and the lower worlds, that there need to be a place in this world that could connect the Shemayim to this Aretz, that's the Mikdash. And therefore, the Mikdash provides the most clarity in this world because it allows us to get, right, to see into, where we're able to sort of look into what exists in the upper world. So therefore, the Mikdash is called Or Shalom because it's the greatest point of clarity in this world. So therefore, the Simchas Beis HaShoeva is specifically in the Makom HaMikdash, because the Makom HaMikdash was the Makom of clarity. Simchas Beis HaShoeva is all about clarity in the sense that it's all about our connection to Hashem. Right? Okay. So, if that's the case, now we can understand the significance of the Or of Chanukah. Because what's the Or of Chanukah all about? If Or is reflection of clarity, so why do we light the Chanukah candles? Because the Chanukah candles are also meant to give us clarity. It's meant to give us clarity that despite it's the darkest point of the year, we'll explain this point in a second, that we still have clarity, that the Torah is true, and that we're still connected to Hashem. So the Maharal explains that if you think about it, when was the original Or created? When was the first day of creation? Kaf Hei Elul. Now, what's 3 months later? Through Chanukah. So Maharal explains that Kaf Hei Elul was the equinox, was the point where the world is half light, half dark. 3 months later, now we don't have the Jewish calendar doesn't go based off a solar calendar, but 3 months later is Kaf Hei Kislev, which would be the darkest point of the year. And additionally, if you think about it, when is the moon the brightest? What point of the month is the moon the brightest? The middle. When is the moon the least bright? What part of the month is the moon the least bright? The end and the beginning. When's Hanukkah? And the end and the beginning, when there's no light outside. So why is it that we're lighting Hanukkah candles specifically when there's no light outside, the darkest point of the year? Because the Hanukkah candles are giving us a message. They're giving us a message that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still close to us, that we should have clarity that Hashem is MS and the Torah is MS, despite the fact that it's the darkest point of the year. So the message, we specifically have Hanukkah not in the middle of the summer. No, we have Hanukkah in the darkest point of the year to remind us of the true Or, what we're really here in this world for. And furthermore, the Sfarim point out, how many mitzvahs do we have in the Torah? 613. Now, how many rabbinic mitzvahs do we have? We make brachos on 7. So that 613 plus 7 is 620. Now, what's the gematria of 620? Keser. So what's a keser? Maharal explains that, a lot of the Sfarim explain that keser is associated with Shlemus, with Malchus. And the Sfiros, keser is considered to be the 10th, the highest Sfira, because that's the Sfira of Malchus, which is Shlemus. So what does Shlemus mean? It means that without everything else, then it can't be complete. So the mitzvah of Neros Chanukah was the mitzvah that completed the keser of all 620 mitzvos deraisa derabanan. So in a certain sense, the entire package of the Torah was not complete until we received the mitzvah of Neros Chanukah. Chanukah is the last derabanan mitzvah. Exactly, yeah. And Chanukah is the last derabanan mitzvah that we received. So why is it that Chanukah is the last mitzvah derabanan that we received? Because Chanukah was giving us the message that despite the darkness, right, despite that we don't necessarily perceive a Kodesh Baruch Hu, no, but Hashem is still close to us. So that's the mitzvah which is the cast. It's the mitzvah that completes the whole 620 mitzvahs, whether the mitzvahs there is the mitzvah there abundant. Because it conveys to us that Hashem is still close to us, even in the darkest of times. So I'm going to try to point out a lot of parallels that exist between Sukkot and Chanukah that reflect this message, that both Sukkot and Chanukah are all about the close connection that exists between the Kodesh Baruch Hu and the Jewish people. So we'll take one at a time and elaborate upon them. So Sukkot is connected the Anonei HaKavod. Now, Chazal, the Gemara Tanis, Masechus Tanis teaches that we received three gifts from Hashem. What did we receive? We received the Be'er, which is who is the schos of the bear? Miriam, good. And we received the man, who's the schos of the man? Moshe. And we received the Anani HaKavod, which was schos of Aaron HaKohen. Now, which of those Yom Tovim do we celebrate? Which of the Sukkot is the Yom Tov we celebrate the gift of the Anani HaKavod that we received? Chazal teach, according to one opinion in Chazal, the Sukkot is connected to the Anani HaKavod. Now, what's the significance of the Anani HaKavod? What is the Anani HaKavod all about? So the Anani HaKavod was the way that Hashem connected to us in this world. And it's specifically given the schus of Aaron HaKohen, because what was Aaron HaKohen all about? What was Aaron all about? What was his midah? All of Shalom, right? Bringing Shalom was connecting the Jewish people to Hashem and connecting the Jewish people to one another. So specifically, Sukkot, which is the Yantif, all about connecting us to Hashem, was in the schus of Aaron HaKohen's Anani, right? As the Anani covered in the schus of Aaron HaKohen, because that's what Aaron HaKohen was all about. So Aaron HaKohen, we had the schus of Sukkot. Now, who else, whatever Yantif is highlighted, whatever Yantif is very much associated with Aaron HaKohen?
I guess Chanukah.
Chanukah. Right, Chazal, Ramban, in the beginning, Parshas, Balos, what does he teach? That Chanukah, Aaron was sad that his Shevet didn't get a portion in the Yimei Miluim. So what was the Maker Prize? What was the Consolation Prize? It was Chanukah. Chanukah, Hashem gave us the mitzvah of Chanukah kind of as a makeup to Aaron HaKohen that he claimed, he's told in the message, they would get to light the candles for Doros. So both Sukkot and Chanukah are linked in the fact that they're very much connected with Aaron HaKohen, because Aaron HaKohen was all about the chibur between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Jewish people, which is what Chanukah and Sukkot are all about. And furthermore, the Gra explains that Sukkot was the tikkun for the Chet Egel. Now, who is the one responsible for the Chet Egel? Aaron. So specifically Sukkot, which was the tikkun for that, that was in the schos of Aaron HaKohen, because he was the one that was at the Chet Egel we became not connected to Hashem, and therefore Aaron HaKohen was the one that reconnected us to Hashem, and therefore in that schos we got Sukkot. And furthermore, the Maharal explains, it was a very nice chat, so think about it. So if you take the letters of Aaron, so we got Aleph, Hey, Resh, Nun. Now, what's the middle digit of the tens digit? Right, so you got hey, which is 5. Now, that's half of 10. Nun is 50, which is a half of 100. And then resh, which is 200, which is half of 400. But in the Hebrew alphabet, right, the gematria only goes up to 400. So Aaron was the middle of the hey, the resh, and nun were all the middle. Because that was what Aaron was all about. Aaron was all about the chibur in the middle. And then Aleph on top to signify the fact that it's the Kohen Gadol. So you have Aaron. Aleph was he was on top of everyone. This is Maral. I'm not saying Chassidus Shabbat. This is what the Maral writes. That Aleph was that he was on top of everyone. Hey is that he's in the middle of half of 10. Resh is half of 400, which is the highest number in the Gematria. And then Nun, which is half of 100. So the whole Yisoid of Aaron was connecting Klal Yisrael to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, the Maharal explains that that's why Aaron's, right, the letters of Aaron kind of are in the middle of the five, the tens digits, the hundreds digits, and the 400. Okay, anyway, that's what the Maharal says. Okay, so far so good. Okay, so let's point out other areas that were parallels. We find parallels between Sukkot and Chanukah. So there's a fascinating Bar Benel. The Bar Benel explains that why is Pesach, we celebrate Yetzias Mitzrayim. Shavuos, we celebrate Matan Torah. So what do we celebrate on Sukkot? So the Bar Benel explains that on Sukkot, we celebrate, it's Hodah for Eretz Yisrael. That's what the Bar Benel writes. And he says, why is it that we have Pesach for 7 days? So Pesach is 7 days, because Yetzias Mitzrayim is 7 days. Why is Shavuos one day? Because we receive the Torah in one day. Why is Sukkot 7 days? Right? So the Bar Minyan says because of the Shiva Minim. And connecting to the Shiva Minim of Eretz Yisrael, we have Sukkot for 7 days. So the question is, what's the Chinese Bar Minyan? What? Sukkot is about all about Eretz Yisrael? What does Bar Minyan mean? So let's take a step back. So in the Bavli, we have a din called Teshuvah and Taduru. So the Yishami, though, learns out the din of Teshuvah and Taduru, and it has a Gzeir Shava connecting it to the mitzvah of Yeshiva Baretz, Yeshivas Eretz Yisrael. And they say from the Vilna Gaon, there's only two mitzvahs that a person fulfills with his entire body. What are they? Sukkah and Yeshiva Eretz Yisrael.
Not mikvah.
No, not mikvah. It doesn't say. Yeah, it's a kasher. Why not mikvah? I don't know. But Sukkah and Eretz... What? According to the Rambam. Okay, we can get into this whole lumbish discussion. I might have to write it. But okay, according to the Gra, at least, there's only two mitzvahs that a person fulfills with their entire body. Sukkah and Eretz Yisrael. So what's the pshat? Why are these the only two mitzvahs that we fulfill with our entire body? So Maral explains, so what's the significance of Eretz Yisrael? Eretz Yisrael is the place that we're able to connect to Hashem. We're kind of living in Hashem's house. When we think about it, that's the entire idea of the Sukkah. Right, in the Sukkah, we're entering to Hashem's house and connecting to Him. So both Sukkot and Eretz Yisrael are about entering to Hashem's land, about entering to Hashem's domain, quote-unquote. And therefore, I think we can understand the Grah that these are the two mitzvahs that we fulfill for our entire body. Because the whole idea is that we're completely surrounded in Ruchnius. I mean, when you're entering Hashem's house, it's a complete zach. So specifically, Yeshiva Eretz Yisrael and Sukkah are two mitzvahs that we do for our entire body. So, right, so if with this in mind, so now we understand that both Sukkot is all about the relationship of Hashem, right? And essentially, we just said, right, so that explains the Bar Minyan. Because what's Eretz Yisrael all about? Eretz Yisrael is about Klal Yisrael living in the space that they're able to connect to Hashem. So therefore, Sukkot, which the entire identity of Sukkot, Sukkot is all about the connection with us and Hashem. So therefore, Sukkot is the yantif, which is about the Hodav Eretz Yisrael. Because Eretz Yisrael is all about connecting us to Hashem. Sukkot is all about us connecting to Hashem. So therefore, the yantif of Sukkot is the yantif that is all about the Hodah for Eretz Yisrael. Does that make sense? Yeah, sure. All right, the Bar Minyan said that yantif of Sukkot is the yantif which is about the Hodah for Eretz Yisrael. That's what the Bar Minyan. So what's the Bar Minyan? So I think you could say, based on everything we said, based off the Maharal, the Gra, that Eretz Yisrael is the makom in this world that we connect to a Kodesh Baruch Hu on a constant basis. And that's the whole idea of what Sukkot is all about. Sukkot is all about the chibur that exists between us and Hashem. So therefore, it's that specifically the yantif that we have, the hodah for Eretz Yisrael. Take it or leave it. If you want to give a different shot, you can certainly can. Right, so that's in terms of Sukkot. What do we find in Chanukah? What does the Rambam emphasize at the very beginning of Hilchos Chanukah? That on Chanukah, the Malchus came back to us. We had control over Eretz Yisrael. We had sovereignty over Eretz Yisrael. Because that indicated the fact that, in a certain sense, we were shown with our relationship with Kodesh Baruch Hu. So both Sukkot and Chanukah are Yom Tovim, which highlight Eretz Yisrael and the Hodal for Eretz Yisrael. Because as we said earlier, the last time a person can bring Bikurim is Sukkot with the Kriyas Pesukim. In fact, the Kriyas Pesukim you can bring into Chanukah, because Chanukah really marks the end of the Asif, it really marks the end of the harvest. And based off the Pesukim in Chagas Zecharia, it's the end of the olive harvest. So therefore, you can bring your Bikurim to that point. And Bikurim is all about Hodar for Eretz Yisrael. So both Sukkot and Chanukah are Yom Tovim, which in a certain sense are about Hodar for Eretz Yisrael, because Eretz Yisrael represents the Chibur that exists between us and Hashem. And the idea of Chanukah is that it's reminding us, despite the Gaulus, despite the darkest point, that we're still connected to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Good? Okay. So let's point out just another, some other parallels that exist between Chanukah and Sukkot. So Maharal explains that each of the given regalim celebrate or commemorate one of the three pillars of our faith. So we've mentioned this a bunch of times, that the Ikrim boils down the 13 Ikari Moon of the Rambam to three fundamental pillars: belief in God, belief in Torah, and belief in Hashem's Hashkacha. So we have three Yom Tovim. What's Pesach all about? Belief in God. Now what's Shavuos all about? Belief in Torah. Sukkot is the Ragel, which was all about belief in Hashgacha, that Hashem took care of us in the desert. Now, we find the big emphasis on Hashgacha on Sukkos, because on Sukkos, we sit in the Sukkah, and we recognize the fact that everything that we have in this world is totally on a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem wants to give it to us. He gives it to us. He doesn't want to give it to us. He doesn't give it to us. So, but what's Hanukkah all about? What's Hanukkah all about? Hanukkah is also all about recognizing Hashem's Hashgacha. That despite the fact that was, right, the Mepharshim are all about Vakasha, so well, why did Hashem make it a miracle? Rabbim Miyad Me'atim. Why not Rabbim Miyad Rabbim? Why did it specifically have to be Rabbim Miyad Me'atim? Because no, that does indicate the Hashgacha, that despite the fact that we're small, that we're able to defeat the majority. That emphasizes Hashem's Hashgacha. And what's the significance of Hashgacha practice? What's the significance of Hashem's Hashgacha? So as Ram Mor and Nevuchim and other Makoros indicate, Hashgacha Pratis is the relationship that Hashem has with a person, a.k.a. the connection that Hashem has with a person. So since Sukkos is all about the connection, relationship that exists between the Kodesh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael, so therefore the Yantav is all going to be about Hashgacha, because that's what Hashgacha is. Hashgacha is the connection that exists between us and Hashem. And that's what Chanukah is all about. And Chanukah is all about the connection that exists between us and Hashem and the Galus. So therefore, it's a yantif about Hashgacha. Because that's a Hashgacha practice is the chibur between us and Hashem, and Chanukah is the chibur between us and Hashem. So this in mind now, let's try to understand the words of the Sas Emes, that the Sukkos is connected to Torah Shebek Sav, and Chanukah is connected to Torah Shebek Peh. So what does the Sas Emes mean by this? So we spoke about this a bit before Sukkos, that if we think about it, Matan Torah was not the end of the Kabbalah Torah process. There was a third and final stage, which was Sukkos. Right? There's in the Hasidus, right, Chachma Bina Vadas, right, there's three stages. There's the initial spark, there's the plan, then there's the execution of the plan. So Pesach was like the initial spark of Klal Yisrael. Shavuos received the Torah, that was the plan. And Sukkos was the execution of that plan. On Sukkos, as opposed to Pesach, which is associated with the meat of Zikaron, what's the verb that the Torah uses on Sukkos? What's the verb that's used in the Torah? Yediyah, right? L'man yedidu aseichem. Because what does Yediyah convey? Right? What's Das convey? Throughout Tanakh, Das is always about an intimate, right? It's about an intimate relationship. So Sukkos is the execution of Shavuos in the sense that it's when we're actualizing the Torah and making it a reality. That Torah is not only something that we receive on Shavuos, but now it's something that we're actually acting out before on Sukkos. But more than that, it's the Yantif of Das, it's the Yantif of the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's the ultimate kium of the Torah Shebek Sav, because we're putting into practice everything that we realized on Shavuos when we received the Torah. Does that make sense? I can explain this idea again. One more time. Okay. On Shavuos we received the Torah. Sukkos is when we're actualizing that and putting it into reality. We're making that a reality. And that's why Sukkos is the Yantif of Das, because Das is all about the chibur that exists between two people, or in this case, between us and Hashem. And the significance of the Torah is that it's the way that we connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay. So what's Pshat then? So that's the Torah Shebek Sav of Sukkos, and we'll just add another point. We said that a big emphasis on Sukkos is that Nanei HaKavod. So where were the Ananei HaKavod after? Where were they generally located? What part? Where in the world were the Ananei HaKavod? Right? The Torah says that the Ananei HaKavod were in the Ananei HaKavod were in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Right, we're above the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Well, what else is in the Kodesh HaKadoshim? The Aron, the Luchos. Right, what's the Luchos? That's the Torah Shebek Sav. Right, so Sukkos is associated with the Aron, which is associated with the Torah Shebek Sav. Now, what's Chanukah, though? What's Chanukah all about? Chanukah is not about the Torah Shebek Sav. Chanukah is all about the Torah Shebek Peh. The Netziv explains that Sukkos is about the Aron, Chanukah is about the Menorah, because the Menorah symbolizes the Torah Shebek Peh. Chazal, in the beginning of Medrash Tanchuma, the Parshas Noach, teach that the Torah Shebek Peh is like an Or Gadol. It's like a great light in darkness. And that's what Chanukah is. that as opposed to the Torah Shebiksav, which is what Hashem, the Torah that Hashem gave us, Chanukah is the time where Hashem is not telling us what to do. There's no overt nevuah, etc., telling us what to do. It's specifically for the Ameus, the Torah Shebaal Peh, that we come to understand what Hashem wants from us. So, as opposed to the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we have on Sukkot, which is that we're connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Torah Shebiksav, in Chanukah we're doing the exact opposite. We're connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the galus, in the darkest time, through the Torah Shebaal Peh. Because through the Lima, the Torah, the Chazal teach in the Gemara Brachos, that after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, the only thing Hashem has is the Da'al Amos Shalacha. Well, guess what? Who comes up with the Halachos? Is the Navi allowed to come with Halacha? No. Who comes up with Halacha? Us. And the point is that us, that even though we don't have Nevuah, we are still able to connect to Hashem through the Torah Shebaal Peh. We're still able to connect to Him and try to discover what He wants through the Torah Shebaal Peh. And that corresponds to the Torah Shebiksav, which we have on Sukkot. So both Chanukah and Sukkot are about the Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebaal Peh, because these are two ways that we connect to Hashem. We connect to Hashem through the Torah Shebiksav, which is Hashem telling us what to do. But we also connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the Torah Shebaal Peh, which is the Torah that's meant for the Galus, the Torah that we're meant to create and to expand, which is our way of connecting to Hashem when we don't necessarily have a clear Gilui Nevuah from Hashem to tell us what to do. And Moshe Shapiro explains that this is why, if you ask the Kasha, if you think about it, throughout Shas, are there many miracles mentioned? A lot of miracles in Shas, and we're writing them tonight, but all sorts of things. So why don't we make any Yom Tovim for that? Why is it that we have Yom Tovim for miracles that occurred in Torah, in Tanakh, but we don't have any holidays for any of the miracles in Shas? That's this kasha. No, he explains, because that's the point, that in Tanakh, we only have the Torah Shebiksav. When we only had the Torah Shebiksav, so the Hanhaga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was dictating Teva, therefore when he changed Teva, so then that was also worthy of creating a Yantar for it. But when it comes to the Torah Shebaal Peh, which is the Torah that the Chachamim were able to, the Torah which the Chachamim are the ones that decide, so therefore, in a certain sense, they also own control of Teva. So therefore, we're not going to create a Yantif for any Yantif, for any miracle that's mentioned in Shas, because the Chachamim, once they're giving Shlita over the Torah, they're also, in a certain sense, giving Shlita over the Bria. That's what Moshe Shapiro says. So now just, I guess, to put everything together, just conclude this final last, I guess, with one more idea. So both Sukkot and Chanukah have a big emphasis on the Mishkan. Sukkot, can you do it from the Gra, is connected to the Mishkan. And in Chanukah as well, we read the Parshios of the Nesim in the inauguration of the Mishkan. So what's the Mishkan all about? As I said earlier, the significance of the Mikdash is that the Mikdash was the place in this world that we were able to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the makom achi between us and Hashem in this world. That was the Mishkan. But the point is that on Chanukah, we specifically read the Parshios of Nesim, the Miluim. Right? The Miluim was the time that we started, inaugurated our relationship anew with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the point on Chanukah is that the same way on Sukkot, which is the last Yom Tov Daraisa before the winter, we sit in the Sukkah for 7 days, and as we pointed out, the only times, there's two times in the Torah that the Torah mentions sitting somewhere for 7 days, both in the Sukkah and by the Miluim of the Mishkan. The Torah says you should sit outside the Mishkan for 7 days. Because Sukkot, in a certain sense, is a form of Miluim, where a Jew became a new person after Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. And a person, we re-inaugurate our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu before the winter by sitting in the Sukkah for 7 days, which is connected to the Mishkan from the Gra. And the point is on Chanukah as well, it's in a certain sense, it's a time of Miluim, that as we said from the Nairal, that there's four tekufos of the year. There's the time from Kaf Hei Elul to Kaf Hei Kislev, which is fall. And then Kaf Hei Kislev is when winter starts. So specifically at the darkest point of the year, that's when we start the Miluim. We read the Parshios of the Miluim in the Mishkan, because we're inaugurating a new relationship with Hashem. And Chanukah is the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the relationship that despite the rain galus, that we still have the Torah, we still have the Or to guide us through the galus, and we light the Chanukah candles for all 8 nights to symbolize the fact that we're still connected to Hashem, and that Or, which is, we said earlier from Nairal, Or is Metzias, Or gives us clarity. we still have the clarity of what Hashem wants us to do in this world, that we're still connected to Him, that we still believe that Hashem is still interacting in this world, that we are inaugurating ourselves to become new people, right? And this is bringing down from the Svarim, that from the Ben Yisach, sorry, that you still can do tshuva until Chanukah, because the point is that Chanukah still is mind of milum, it's still is mind of becoming new. It's the time of becoming new in the darkest point of the year, and inaugurating ourselves, making ourselves new going forward, inaugurating a relationship with Hashem going forward, just in the darkest time of the year, in order that that will carry with us throughout the rest of the year. So I guess just to put everything together, just to sum up, So we just started off with the Sas Emes, and there's a Yom Tov Daraisa corresponding to Yom Tov Darabanan. So Yom Tov Daraisa is Sukkos, the corresponding to, we have the Yom Tov of Chanukah. We pointed out that Sukkos and Chanukah are all both about the special relationship that exists between the Jewish people and Hashem. And in Chanukah, Sukkos, it's more about the over relationship that exists between us and Hashem. Sukkos is about the over relationship. Chanukah, we're supposed to realize the fact that despite the fact that we're in Galus, despite all the darkness, Hashem is still close with us. And the whole point is that we're supposed to take that message with us throughout the rest of the year. And despite the fact that everything is going on, we're supposed to recognize and internalize the fact that Hashem is still close with us. And we should take that with us going forward. And it's us, Hashem.